97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on all things trending out there in the world. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. One of my favorite things to see is headlines that look like they could appear in like a spiraling newspaper in a movie or as some part of like an expositionary shot showing the history of a world that's ended.
Oh, yeah.
We have one such headline.
Flip headline.
Yeah, exactly. We have one such headline from Newsweek, which is scientists to broadcast Earth's location to aliens, ignoring Stephen Hawking's warning, which I think is a very funny headline. Obviously, things aren't exactly that serious. I mean, if you want to get weird, we can talk about like the dark forest theories and Fermi paradoxes and whatnot. Either way, I don't think it's really going to hurt anybody to transmit our location. We've been doing that
for years.
No one
ever does.
I mean, yeah, yo, exactly. Yeah, like
we have sent messages out already.
So many.
This isn't like the first
one. We've
sent
so many messages, and we're just hemorrhaging like all sorts of radio signals and radiation all the time. If any like other entities are able to detect us, they have done so. Already. Yeah.
I mean, you think they're saying the same thing about us?
This is a, I mean, probably, yeah.
Why is no one answering our calls?
We keep sending
out bleep bloops and no one is responding to them.
A galaxy-wide episode of Seinfeld is not returning my calls! All right. But yeah, that's a foreboding
headline.
This
space dust is making me thirsty. All right.
The alien store called. They're running out of you. All right, I'm going to give you a choice. We can talk about substitute teachers, guard donkeys, the price of bananas, or Pink Floyd. Which one do you want?
I mean, donkeys, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's an interesting story for the headline alone. If you have had experience with farm animals and stuff, as I have lightly had throughout my life, you may or may not know that donkeys can be very mean to things that they don't like.
Right.
And donkeys make very effective guard animals. My uncle has horses up in the mountains, and they have two donkeys that hang out, not because he wanted some donkeys, but because they will actively keep coyotes and wolves and boars away. They will kick stuff in the face at the drop of a hat.
Nice.
And it looks like someone working for Nine News in Colorado hadn't really seen that before and made a whole really cool feature piece on some guard donkeys that have been sent to protect some cow herds in northern Colorado. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department put out a really neat little statement that it looks like a journalist picked up and made a video feature story on, that people are very interested in the concept of guard donkeys and donkeys being willing to scrap all the time.
This sounds like a great animated Western, right? Like,
thank you for taking it there.
Guard donkey with no name, like, rolls into towns, like, headbutts his way through the saloon door. The guy played the piano, stops, like, I heard you got some rustlers in these
parts.
That's
a Don Bluth movie, right? Like,
yeah.
100% that is what that is.
Or like Rango, right?
Yeah.
From 10 years ago. Yeah.
The rough and tumble guard donkey who's rolled into town, like, Clint Eastwood style.
Exactly.
Just take care of business.
I just came back from the war.
Oh, no. That went real dark real fast.
I mean, every one of these Westerns, like the man with no name, is coming back from the war has to, like, reestablish himself in a town that he doesn't belong in anymore.
All right. Well, using the establishing yourself in a town you don't belong in and steering away from the darkness inherent in this banana story that we'll get to at some other time, I suppose, Pink Floyd is a fugitive flamingo that has been on the run for 17 years. From a Kansas zoo. I thought our emu was important. We've talked about other animal stories. I did not know that a flamingo has been on the run since literally Independence Day, July 4th in Wichita, Kansas in 2005. There was enough wind that it let a flamingo escape from its enclosure in the Kansas zoo. And it was spotted around 600 miles away that following Monday and then just seen other times, like Bigfoot, over the next 17 years. This flamingo is the ultimate American citizen. In multiple states, hanging out, living in the wilderness, Pink Floyd has surfaced yet again, this time in Texas.
Yeah. I saw him working at a Bucky's.
Right? It's just a wonderful thing. This dude is out here living. This is also how I learned that flamingos can be very old, much older than you would expect any bird to be. What would you guess the lifespan of a flamingo is?
I mean, I would have said something like 10, so already Pink Floyd has eclipsed my,
eclipsed.
Pink Floyd, and I wasn't going for that, but I'm going for it now, has eclipsed my guess.
40 to 60 years.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, that's close to like a human lifespan. Good
I just
you,
got
Pink
back
Floyd.
From the war.
I just got back from, I need to establish myself in Texas.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us, ghost donkey.
It certainly is not. And he slowly raises one leg.